Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen.
Hello there, this is Frank Allen for Frank Allen Interviews, and welcome. We've got a very special episode. As you know, I have in the past been a very in-depth investigative interviewer, I've gotten a little flack. I won't lie. I've gotten a little bit of flack for doing exposés, but I thought, well, you know what? Let me show off the fact that I'm diverse, and I will do a family interview. I have with us tonight a performer who you might recognize from The Muppet Show. It is I'm sure much beloved by families and children all over, Muppet named Minky. Hello, Minky. How are you?
Hello, Frank. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. So what's it like working on The Muppet Show?
Well, it's very interesting. I should explain a little bit that I was originally on The Muppet Show, but as a Muppet, have had the opportunity to work on a number of shows and movies involving Muppets, such as Sesame Street, which I'm sure your listeners know very well, and I have been an extra in Fraggle Rock, and I did have actually a pretty small part in Dark Crystal.
Oh, that's very interesting. Now, what kind of a role did you have in that?
Well, I've played various things along the way. You'd probably recognize me on Earth as an I.I. And this is, for children who are not aware, a very small primate. And I look kind of silly with very big eyes. And so I can double as a monster or any sort of other alien creature, as well as kind of a monkey.
All right. Well, that's interesting. Now, what kind of an animal is an I.I.? Is it a primate? This is a real creature that exists in real life?
Well, yeah. I mean, I exist. I.I.s, yes, they are Earth animals, and they are very small primates with very large eyes, and we are known primarily for our very, very long pinky finger, which is on a human would be a pinky finger, and it's very long and skinny, and it lets me poke it into trees to pick out insects, which I eat.
Oh, well, okay, that's a little gross, and that's not really family friendly. Kids don't eat bugs, because that's gross. But let's talk some more about The Muppet Show. So how did you get into Muppeting?
Well, that's a very interesting story. I got into Muppeting as just about any other Muppet got into it, which was a casting call for Muppet Creatures, and I answered it. And, you know, you go through a standard audition where you do a little acting and you do some educational type conversation and programming. You demonstrate your basic knowledge of all of the subjects, and I got in.
All of what? Basic knowledge of what subjects?
Math, English, history, the things that we'll be teaching children.
Oh, okay. Like for the educational roles. Okay.
For instance, Sesame Street.
Right. Did you do a lot of acting before that? Because you said you have to demonstrate your acting.
Well, not really. I mean, Muppet creatures on our home world don't really do much acting. We have other kinds of occupations.
I'm sorry?
We do other things. We generally actually do practical work, such as, you know, sanitation, plumbing, things to keep our homes running. I am by trade a carpenter, actually, but I find myself quite a decent actress.
Okay, no, I guess I just was a little, you're a carpenter, okay, I was a little confused because, right, well, no, that's fine, from a planet that you're talking about. So, right. Well, anyway, how do you enjoy performing for children? Is it fun?
Oh, I love performing for children. I especially appreciate when we are able to do live shows or other kinds of events where we can meet children and let them pet us and learn more about us. It's a lot of fun.
You let the children pet you?
Oh, sure. We're very furry.
Well, I know. I mean, I can see. I know you're furry, but I figured it would spoil. Well, no, that's fine. Have you had any significant roles in the shows at this point? I mean, you said some kind of smaller roles, but what else have you, what meaty bits have we seen you in?
Well, for the most part, I am still, an extra or a stand-in in some of the shows. I'm not as well known as, for instance, Kermit or my friend Miss Piggy, but I do have a standing segment on The Muppet Show called Minky's House, where we do building projects and I show children how to, for instance, cut wood and sand wood, or how to plan out a room and decorate a room, and they're very fun.
All right. Well, okay. So, I mean, again, the carpeting thing coming up. So what was this other planet that you were talking about? I'm a little confused about that.
Well, I mean, Frank, of course I'm referring to Muppa, which is our home planet, where all Muppet creatures come from.
Muppa. No, but, I mean, Kermit's a frog. He's a frog. He comes from the bayou, I think.
Well, we have many species of different creatures on Muppa. None of them are really Earth creatures. I mean, Kermit looks like an Earth frog, so he passes himself off here as Kermit the Frog. But on Muppa, Kermit is what we actually call a gocho.
But we saw in the movie, we saw that he comes from the swamp.
Well, that's his story. That's Kermit the Frog, the character's story.
Kermit the Frog. No, Kermit's not an actor. He is the character.
No, Kermit is the character, yes, and he is played by a gocho named Foo.
That doesn't make any sense. He's not an actor. Kermit the Frog, that guy, all that he is what's on screen. You are a Minky, that's your name.
No, I'm sorry, Frank. Minky is the character that I play. I was really hoping not to reveal this to the children, who are probably under the impression that we are really the creatures that they see. So perhaps we should steer this somewhere else.
No. Look, I understand what you're saying, and I'm sorry, kids. No, I don't want to spoil anything for any kids. But you're not spoiling for anything for any kids. You're talking nonsense. How can you have come from another planet? There's no other planet that has life besides Earth that we know of.
Frank, I'm sorry for the confusion, but I was under the impression that everyone was generally aware of our home world.
Look, I'm sorry. I didn't want to do this, but you're lying about your home world. You're lying.
I'm very sad that you would accuse a Muppet of lying. I mean, we are very benign creatures. But I have to ask, Frank, do you ever watch The Muppet Show?
Of course I watch The Muppet Show, but I know for a fact that you're lying.
I'm sorry. How do you know that?
Because, I'm going to do it, if that's what you want. Because you're a puppet. Because there's a guy here with his hand up your butt. You're a puppet. You don't actually have legs. I say butt. There's no butt. It's like you're a half a thing.
You're right. I don't have legs. I don't really have a butt either. I'm not an earthen creature. We do require the assistance of humans to help us maneuver your planet. And so I understand where you might get that impression. There is also the matter of not scaring children, which I'm really upset to have to do on this expose, as I assumed it was an interview for children. But we do try to keep up appearances of being puppets so that no one gets too upset. But I was under the impression that the adult humanoids on your planet were completely aware of our alien nature.
But when you talk, his mouth is moving and the words are coming out of his mouth.
He's very practiced.
What? Practice? Why would he practice at that?
Because, as I explained, we try to keep up puppet appearances. Our human assistors are very used to doing this for us, and so sometimes, as in with your American Sign Language, people sign when they don't have to, even when they're talking to people who can hear. Our human assistors sometimes move their mouths when it's unnecessary.
That's not true. You're lying. I don't understand what this gets you. You're clearly a puppet, and you've got sticks attached to your hands. They're very thin sticks, but they're sticks. And he's holding them.
As I explained, eyes have these very long fingers attached to their hands that they use to get bugs out of trees. That might be what you're looking at.
No, I'm not looking at the bug finger, which is still disgusting. I'm talking about at your wrist, there's a little stick, and he's just gesticulating with the stick. Yes, see, like that. There, you're moving. See it?
Oh, yes, of course. My muscle guides. You see, in your atmosphere, it is sometimes difficult for us to flex certain muscles, and so my human assistor generally helps me move my arms about.
What? No, that's ridiculous.
I'm sorry you think so.
And you forgot about it?
Well, it has become second nature now to let him help me, but the more functional thing that I thought you might be referring to is my pinky finger.
No, there's not. That's gross. I'm not talking about the pinky, and it's fake, and obviously, you're, like you said, you're based on an eye.
Do you want to feel it?
No!
It's real. This is real. I look like an Earth eye, but I am actually a Tika from Muppa.
I wanted to do a pleasant interview for children, like you said, but I can't put up with, I mean, it's one thing to lie to children and say that you're an eye. But it's another to lie to children and say you're an alien. Why would you do that?
Well, Frank, I assumed that in the spirit of education, since you have let me discuss this and break the fourth wall, that it might be helpful for children and families to learn about other cultures.
Okay, but you're a puppet. And puppeteers go on to work with the Muppets, and they make them. I've seen pictures of them making the Muppets so that they're like half finished, and they, you know, are just vague shapes or materials and things like that.
I'm telling you, we work very hard to put up appearances for children so they are not scared.
But we tell the children that you're not puppets.
Then why do we show them pictures of us being made as puppets?
Those are pictures for adults.
But they can see them, can't they?
The children? No, we don't want the children to know you're puppets. Children think you're frogs and eyes and, you know, bears.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. Where do you see pictures?
On the internet.
Children cannot see the internet.
We have restrictions sometimes, but...
Muppet restrictions?
No, like, sexual restrictions.
Frank, this is a family program that every single movie and show that I'm on is family friendly.
No, I know, but I'm saying when you show the child the Muppet Christmas Carol, you're not saying to the child, well, these are puppets. You just allow them to think incorrectly that they're frogs and stuff.
Which is what we try to do.
Right, but really they're puppets.
Really, they're Muppets.
No, we all know they're Muppets, but really there's a guy with a hand up the butt. And it's fake.
We don't have butts.
There's a guy with a hand in the hole.
To assist us, yes.
Where's your organs, then?
Our organs are not like your organs.
Well, clearly, because you don't have any. And your eyes don't move, and your tongue... You don't have a mouth hole. Your mouth is solid.
I have no need for a mouth hole.
Then how do you eat?
Osmosis.
How do you breathe?
Osmosis.
How do you... speak?
Osmosis.
That's not true. There's no osmosis happening.
How do you know?
Because... You're made of felt.
It is not felt.
It feels like felt.
It's fur.
Well, it doesn't feel like fur that I know of.
That's because you have not explored Muppa.
Muppa again. Okay, look. We all know that you're a puppet, and I don't know you, sir. I don't know what your game is, sir. Yeah, I'm talking to you, puppeteer.
Please, Frank, do not berate my human assistor. He might leave.
Oh, he's not a human assistor. He's that's a puppeteer. Listen. Minky.
Frank.
All right, okay, I stopped the recording. Now you can tell the truth. You're not an alien. You're really a puppet. We all know this.
I don't know that.
But I turned it off. I swear the recording's off.
All right.
So you can tell the truth. Mr. You, puppeteer.
That's Jim.
Jim. Well, okay, Jim. We all know the truth.
He won't speak to you, Frank. You have insulted him.
Look. There's no children listening, so we're not spoiling it for the children, okay? Really, seriously, let's get serious. I know what a puppet is. I know what a puppeteer is. And I know that you're a puppet and you're a puppeteer. Let's just get straight.
Frank, I'm very sorry that you seem to be out of the loop, and this does actually concern me quite a bit that perhaps a large segment of the human population does not know about Muppa. It is, I think, worth examining what kind of cover-up may be going on here, but I am from Muppa. I am an alien. I am called a Tika from Muppa.
All right, look, you know what? You're right. You caught me. I didn't turn off the recording, but now I will, for real. This is... really off now, really. Nothing. You can tell the truth.
I'm very sorry to discover that most humans are so stupid.
I'm not stupid. I'm not stupid. There's only one stupid person here, and it's him.
You know, I might have to take this up with the Muppet Council and decide if it's really worth it for us to stay on a planet with such conspiracies, cover-ups, and stupid people.
There's no conspiracy except the one that you're forming. I don't even know why we're... look, if you're really aliens, then I don't want children to watch you. But you're not aliens. Why am I even saying that?
No, I really am upset by this. I'm starting to think that it is probably not worth it to continue the Muppet Show, Sesame Street, and Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock's not been on the airs in years.
Maybe not in your household.
What? No. Let me see your stupid finger. This is not flesh.
It's not made of flesh. It's hard so that it can stick into a tree.
Well, no, but I'm saying it's not organic.
How would you know?
Because I know things that are organic. I'm organic.
I'm organic.
No, you're not. That's what I'm saying. You're synthetic.
I'm extremely offended by this interview. I think it's probably time for me to leave.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's time for you to tell the truth and be revealed before the American public. As a puppet.
And just how do you propose to do that?
I could make you just say the truth. Just answer. Just say the truth for real.
Go ahead.
Okay, do it.
I am a Muppet from the planet Muppa.
Ugh, fine. What, you want to plug your stupid show?
I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure we're going to continue making the show.
Well, good. Because it's a bunch of lying liars, apparently.
Besides, I thought we weren't recording anymore. Who am I plugging my show to?
Well, I lied. I was recording. I lied.
And I'm the lying liar?
Fine. You know what? Fine. I lied. It's all a lie. You know what, kids? They're aliens. They're aliens. They want to eat your brains.
No, no, Frank. This is very uneducational. We do not eat brains. We just want to educate and entertain children.
I don't, you know, whatever. Aliens, they're going to invade Earth and, you know, torture people by grabbing their hands with their sphincter-like holes. You know, that's ridiculous. There's puppets. They're puppets, everybody. They're puppets. Just don't even believe them.
This is so offensive. If you will give me just a second, I'm going to check in with the Muppet Council. Hold one moment.
What are you doing?
I'm speaking with the Muppet Council. Hold on one moment.
You're not talking. You're not speaking at all. You're just sitting there.
I'm using my inserted communication chip. One moment.
Chip! You're a puppet! There's no metal in you at all. You could probably pass through a metal detector.
All right, well, it's been agreed that we are going to pull out of Earth. We have educational, entertaining shows on a number of other planets where we are more appreciated and less offended. So, I appreciate the eye-opening experience this has been, Frank, and it looks like this is the last time I will see you.
Oh, you know, that's fine. That's fine, because you know why? We can just replace you with puppets, because you're puppets! So it's fine. You can go anywhere you want to. We'll just make puppet versions, and no one will know the difference because you are puppets.
Well, then this sounds like a win-win situation.
Yeah, good.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Frank. It's been most enlightening.
You're welcome. And you can find Muppet Show DVDs at stores near you. So, fine. This has been a Frank Allen interview. Thank you very much for listening. And, you know, I'm sorry you had to put up with that. But, you know, now you know. Look, they're just puppets.